high school basketball.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island. Or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
And now Klingelhofer will throw it on the baseline for Fernandez. Fernandez, Crystal Fernandez, about 6 feet away, found a little open space, well, actually created the space, and then banked it up and in. So 2-0 Amherst. Top of the circle, Kate Baker, a little pressure, kicks left side for Stahl. Stahl will fire a long three. It is no good, and tracking it down in the corner is going to be Kate Baker. Baker tries to throw it on the inside and is intercepted by Fernandez. Another given turnover here as Amherst will try to add to their early 2-0 lead. Not quite so early anymore. We played over 3 minutes of basketball. Entry pass on the baseline here for Klingelhofer. Klingelhofer gives it to Hemmen, and Hemmen catches and shoots really all in one motion. She's hit on the arm, and she'll go shoot two. Pass really from the low post, one end of the low post down to the other. And that little extra pass will set up Hemmen to the line to shoot two. The free throw is up and good for the senior. Melissa Baker was whistled for the foul. Her first, team's first. 4:48 to go, quarter number one, and a second free throw by Hammond, just as good as the first. So it's a 4-0 lead here for Amherst in the early stages. Van Mader has it. Boys game could be very intriguing. Mader into the offensive zone, kicks it for Baker. Baker, good look there. Shot won't fall. Offensive rebound by Emma Van Mader. And that's off the mark. Klingelhofer pulls down the rebound, and the Broncos on the run, and they slid to a stop. That'll be a turnover on Amherst. Four nothing in the early stages. Just still trying to get into the flow of this game. These two teams, and the entry pass is going to be stolen away by Fernandez. Van Mader tries to get it back, and she can't. So that'll be a turnover on Gibbon, and the Broncos will inbound underneath their own basket, and they find a little shooter on the inside. Jumper no good for Crystal Fernandez. Coming out of there with it is Stahl. She's on the run here for Gibbon. She's shut off, so she'll get the ball kicked back out. They look on the inside, but Hemmen steps in front of the intended receiver of a pass, and so now Gibbon will spread the floor. They don't have anybody within the three-point circle. Now they have a little high weave, and they're looking to find a little space in there. And on the dribble is Godfrey. Godfrey going to play a little catch here with Stahl. And they're looking to spread the floor, maybe get a back door somewhere. Dribbling is Stahl, but right now the Broncos putting a little pressure on. Stahl being harassed by Hemmen, and the ball stolen away by Fernandez. Here come the Broncos. Pass, left side, jumper, no good. Hemmen with the rebound. She gets the bucket and the foul. Rebound, bucket, and foul, to be precise. And again, the pressure put on by Hemmen put enough pressure on the ball that they didn't see Jessica Fernandez sneaking through the back door. She made the steal, led the fast break, and that's really turned into 2 points already, and Hemond will try to finish a three-point play after the foul was whistled on Taylor Godfrey. Checking in here for Gibbon, going to be Harley Brown and Ashley Kastner. So to the line to finish off a three-point play, hopefully from her perspective, is Shelby Hemond, and she does. She's a perfect 3-for-3 from the line, and the game starts with at least a 7-0 run here for Amherst. Godfrey in the offensive zone gets a little screen, and they're looking. They're going to skip it on the left side. Penetrating here is Stahl. Stahl has her shot blocked, but a foul on Hemond. That'll be her first personal foul. Tonight on our sister station on Classic Hits 98.9 FM, Wood River is in Shelton. And that game, the girls' game, probably coverage hasn't quite started yet. It's scheduled for a 6:30 tip. So Wood River at Shelton on our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Michael Stahl has the Lady Buffaloes on the board for the first time. She hits the first of two free throws, makes it 7-1. And the second free throw back the iron, no good. Up high for the rebound was Mackenzie Bergstrom, who checked in a little bit ago. A long outlet pass up ahead to Sydney Taubenheim, also checked in. Taubenheim penetrated, nothing happening there, so she'll kick it out. Now on the baseline, jumper for Jessica Fernandez will not fall, and rebounded by Stahl. Her fourth rebound of the first 5 minutes of action here. Godfrey enters it in, turnaround jumper for Kastner. It's no good, and the rebound tipped around. Sydney Taubenheim tracks it down. She brings in the offensive zone, and she'll reset the offense by giving it to Fernandez. Fernandez kicks left side for Klingelhofer. She's well behind the three-point arc. They'll give it right at the top of the key to Hemond. Hemond's going to drive, and Hemond is pushed as she comes in there. Really got her feet caught up with, I think it's Harley Brown. Yeah, it's going to be a Brown whistle for the foul. It is a push. It's the right call because it got a driving shooter to fall down, and you can't just ignore that, even though the contact was really below the knees. Hemond's free throw is no good, and she'll have one more. So right call there, but an unfortunate one for Harley Brown. Free throw by Hemond, up and good. 8-1 here in the early stages. Stahl in the offensive zone. She'll hand the ball off for Godfrey. Gibbon still looking for their first field goal here, and Amherst will put pressure on when they put it on the inside and then stolen away by Klingelhofer. Klingelhofer's going to go in for the layup. And she'll go coast to coast. She made the steal. Low pressure put on the ball. Tried to kick it in the wing. Klingelhofer was there for the steal. And then a layup on the other end. Top of the circle. Godfrey has it. And they'll kick the ball back out. Godfrey will try the three. It is no good. Van Mater comes up with a rebound. They're going to reset the offense. Kick it out for Van Mater. Long jumper. No good. Rebounded by Bergstrom. Bergstrom, facing a little bit of pressure, will get the ball to Klingelhofer, sets it in the offensive zone quickly. The Broncos trying to score in transition, and the pass is knocked away by the Buffaloes, but it does go out of bounds. Hemond had on the baseline, threw it along the baseline, and then it was tipped out by the Buffaloes. We got a timeout. Scott Rasmussen wants to talk strategy here and get things going for his team. They trail it 10-1 with 1:55 to go. Amherst with the lead over Gibbon. We're back after this.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
You ready? Am I on? Oh. On the inbounds, Gibbon turns the ball over. Check that. They're going to say it was last touch by one of the Broncos on that far sideline. It is out of bounds. So it still will be Gibbon ball. They almost made a little mistake. Macy Milks had it in the offensive zone. And she'll kick the ball back out here for Godfrey. Godfrey open from the elbow. Scores from about 15 feet away. Milks wanted to give it back to Godfrey and realized at the last moment that she hadn't crossed the hadn't crossed the timeline yet, so to avoid an over and back, she makes a good decision, and it works out for Gibbons because they have their first field goal of the game. Here, the kick on the left side. Open for three is Fernandez, and Fernandez drains the three. Jessica Fernandez steps up, drains it, and gives Amherst a 10-point lead here. They lead it 13-3, minute 15 to go. Entry pass on the inside. Nice catch by Kastner. Her shot no good. Rebound tipped around. It was originally picked up by Milks. Milks' pass in the lane is turned over. Sixth turnover of the game, and here comes Amherst. Pass up ahead, and that's going to be stolen away. And running the floor and turning around just in time was Kastner, and she ended up making the steal. Milks will give it top of the circle here for Harley Brown. Brown back out for Milks. Milks pass, knocked loose by a hustling Tobenheim, and Tobenheim couldn't come up with it on that far sideline. She was screened away from the ball a little bit by Milks. And as a result of that, Tobenheim ran out of room, and Gibbon will maintain possession here. Ashley Kreitz, checking in here for Amherst. Pass tipped, stolen away. With it is Tobenheim. Tobenheim makes the steal, dribbles now to the baseline. Lost the ball, picks it up in the corner. Was able to kick the ball back out for Kreitz. Kreitz will step up, fire the long jumper, no good. And Kastner with the rebound. And Brown brings it up, kicks left side for Godferson. Godferson will fire the long jumper, no good. Rebounded in the corner by Brown. Brown will kick it back out. Another three-pointer. This one is going to go out of bounds with 12.5 seconds left. And Amherst will have possession of the ball. So plenty of time here for Amherst to get a good look here. And they'll throw it up ahead off the fingertips of Tobenheim. It'll be a turnover. And here comes Gibbon. 5 seconds left. They break the timeline with 3 seconds left. They give it off left side. Cut in the lane. The cutter was not looking for it. It's off the hands of Tobenheim at the buzzer. So one quarter's in the books. And Amherst has a 13-3 lead over Gibbon. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with the second quarter right after this.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
The most recommended by far, Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are. Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. When you need a tow, we're the ones to know. The most recommended Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are.
It will be Amherst basketball to start the second quarter here. And a little bit of pressure being put on by Gibbon right out of the chute. Fernandez would just toss the ball in here for Katie Klingelhofer. Leach also in the front court trying to help bring up the ball. Starters out there here for Amherst. And, of course, that's Hemmond, Leach, Klingelhofer, Fernandez, and Fernandez. Kick in the corner for Leach. Leach has it on the baseline, and she actually dribbled on the baseline. Forcing the turnover was Micah Stahl here for Gibbon. And double-checking everything here. Gibbon has their starters out there as well. Van Mater, Godferson, Baker, Stahl, and Baker. Godferson facing some long pressure. Some pressure throws the ball up court, and it is out of bounds. That'll be the eighth turnover on Gibbon here in the ball game. So 13-3. Amherst with a 10-point lead, and they bring it in the offensive zone. Fernandez gives it in for Hemmond. Hemmond will kick it out here for Leach. Leach inside for Hemmond. Hemmond, nice little post move, trying to put up the shot. Had the ball knocked out of her hands by Emma Van Mater. Van Mater was the last to touch it, so the Broncos will continue to hold on to possession of the game of the ball here. They're going to inbound it, and they'll toss it in for Leach. Leach kicks back into the corner for Fernandez. Back to Leach. Entry pass inside for Klingelhofer. Klingelhofer then kicks out for the three. It is no good for Fernandez. And rebounded there by Stahl. And she's got 5 rebounds so far in the ball game. And we're at the 7-minute mark of the second quarter. So she brought some Windex because she's been cleaning the glass. And again, right now, Amherst spreading the floor a little. Well, Broncos spreading the floor here a little bit as it's man-to-man for Amherst. Now top of the key, Stahl. She's going to fire off the long jumper. No good. Hammond pulls down the rebound. She's going to lead the break. It's a three-on-three break. They kick it back out here for Fernandez. She finds the shooter in Klingelhofer. A transition three, no good. Hammond with the rebound, a little power dribble, puts up the shot. It will not fall, and Godfrey pulls down the rebound. So Gibbon holds there, even though Amherst had a real good look on the inside and not a bad look at the three. That was a pretty good look there in transition. Quick three here by Baker. It's a little short and rebounded by Klingelhofer. Klingelhofer dribbling through a triple team, kicks it up ahead. Now they've got numbers. They get it to Fernandez. Entry pass inside to Fernandez. Fernandez shot no good. And coming down with the rebound is going to be Melissa Baker. Amherst running the floor well there, but didn't quite get that bucket in transition. Good run there by Fernandez, even though she did not score. Stahl will enter it in and kick it back out for Godfrey. Godfrey is picked up by Hammond. Long jumper, no good. Rebounded by Hammond. That's going to be her fourth rebound, and she'll dribble through traffic a little bit. She's in the lane, and she is bumped, loses the ball, and last touch by Amherst. Taubenheim going to check back in here for Amherst. With 5:36 to go, second quarter. Still no points here in quarter number two. It's still 13-3. Amherst with a comfortable 10-point lead against Gibbon. And at halftime, we're hoping to be able to talk with Paul Reinertsen, the head boys basketball coach at Gibbon High. Entry pass on the inside. Jumper no good for Ashley Kastner, and she's going to go line and will have two shots here. The foul was whistled on Shelby Hammond. That is her second. And the first free throw was on the way and good. Gibbon right now, 2 out of 3 from the free throw line. Only field goal in the game coming from Taylor Godfrey. And the second free throw, line drive, and she rattles it in. And checking in here for Amherst is going to be Sidney Taubenheim, but a quick 30-second timeout, Gibbon. 30-second timeout with 5:23 to go here in the second quarter. It's 13-5, Amherst with the lead. We're back after this.
Look, so here's the deal. I get off work at 4 every day. Wife thinks it's 5, but sometimes I like to have a little break. So every day, my buddies and I head down to Cunningham's German for their happy hour specials from 3 to 6. They have the best selection of small craft and micro brews, Buck 50 Wells, guarantee the coldest draft beer in town, and of course, their big ass beers for $2.50. You see, I love my wife, but sports guys like us need time to sit down with their buds, have a cold beer, and watch our favorite sports. So sports fans, when you're ready for your happy hour, the place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
A little pressure being put on here by Gibbon, and that's probably why they called the timeout. Klingelhofer, though, is going to pass it up ahead to Fernandez. Fernandez, great ball fake in underneath, and she creates a little space. Bucket here for Amherst, and it's a 10-point lead once again. Into the offensive zone, going to be Kate Baker. Baker gave it away, now gets it back. Van Mater and Baker play a little catch. They give it inside to Melissa. Melissa gave it away, now gets it back. Melissa, long deuce, and it is up and good from the left wing. And again, they swung the ball very nice and got Amherst a little bit out of position, at least open enough for Melissa Baker to hit about a 17-foot jumper. Pass on the inside off the hands of Crystal Fernandez. Ball is still loose, and they're going to say Gibbon was the last to touch it. So Gibbon an eyelash away from forcing an Amherst turnover. As it stands, the Lady Buffs are still going to be back on defense with 4:44 to go in the first half. Fernandez will inbound on that far sideline. She tosses it in for Katie Klingelhofer. Klingelhofer will reset the offense a little bit. Shelby Hammond right now on the bench. A little bit of foul trouble with those two personal fouls. And checking in for her a little bit ago was Mackenzie Bergstrom. They kick the ball back out here for Klingelhofer. Klingelhofer from the corner, no good. And the rebound by Kastner. And Kastner with a little push and elbows, giving herself a little bit of space. Gets a little groan from the fans, but I thought it was a pretty good basketball play. Entry pass on the inside, stolen away by Taubenheim. Taubenheim going to pull the trigger on a jumper in transition. It is no good, and then Baker turns it over. Baker came down with the rebound, dribbled through a little bit of traffic, and then she turned it over. So we're right at the midway point of the second quarter, and it is an 8-point lead. Long pass tipped away by Harley Brown. 15-7. Amherst with the lead over Gibbon. And Jessica Fernandez will just inbound the ball here for Sydney Taubenheim. Taubenheim between the circles, gives it for Keena Leach. Kick on the right side for Crystal Fernandez. And a little hesitation move here by Taubenheim. And Taubenheim, a little stutter step, going to be whistled for a turnover. Now Gibbon will face a little bit of that zone press here by the Broncos. And Gibbon gets it into the offensive zone. Kate Baker has it, and she'll give it between the circles here for Melissa. Melissa pass off the fingertips of Bergstrom and out of bounds. She was trying to lob it down low to Micah Stahl, but Bergstrom was there. Couldn't quite make the steal, though, and so Gibbon will inbound underneath their own basket. Tossing it in is going to be Brown. And the pass tipped into the backcourt and then stolen away by Keena Leach. Leach, she throws it in the traffic, and that goes out of bounds. Who was the last to touch it? It was the last to touch it was Gibbon. And really, Amherst fortunate they didn't turn the ball right back over.
All right, you got it up too. Let's go. Put it in there.
3:25 to go here. First half, it's 15-7. Amherst with the lead on the inbounds. Fernandez, they work it in the lane here for Bergstrom. Bergstrom kicks it back out. Open for three is Leach, and she drains the three. Top of the key three for Keena Leach. And nice little ball movement there. Leach caught it in rhythm, fired it, and turned the net inside out. Here Baker will get the ball around the perimeter. Kate Baker has it right now. Now she'll skip it out for Melissa. Melissa, a little fadeaway, no good. Rebound by the Broncos. Crystal Fernandez, and Fernandez will get it up ahead to Bergstrom. Bergstrom up ahead for Crystal Fernandez. Crystal tried to throw it inside. It is intercepted, but out of bounds with it is going to be Emma Van Mater. So again, Gibbon just can't quite come up with that turnover there. Gibbon makes wholesale substitutions. Nicole Treadway going to check in. Macy Milks is in there. Hannah Cutterback checks in. Pretty much a line change. And on the entry pass, Cutterback almost makes the steal. It goes over to Taubenheim. Taubenheim, 15-foot jumper left wing, no good. Nicole Treadway comes up with the rebound, and she'll kick it up here for Godferson. Taylor Godferson on the dribble with her team trailing at 18-7. Throws it in the lane, and it's going to be intercepted. 11th turnover on Gibbon. With it is number 11, Katie Klingelhofer. Her layup, no good. And Stahl pulls down the rebound, her sixth of the game. And we're going to have a foul whistled on the Lady Broncos. That's only the third team foul whistled on the Broncos. First personal foul for Sydney Taubenheim. The only other player to commit a foul was Shelby Hammond. She's got two fouls, and one of the reasons why she's on the bench right now with a little bit of foul trouble. Hannah Cutterback brings in the offensive zone, gets it back, kicks now left side for Godferson. Godferson three, no good. Offensive rebound in underneath for Cutterback. Cutterback will help work it back around the perimeter for Stahl. Stahl on the dribble up against Taubenheim. Will kick now left wing. Ball fake by Treadway. And, yeah, she did a ball fake, started her dribble, and the combination of that turns into the 12th turnover on Gibbon here in the first half. Not a lot of fouls called in this one, but we've had 17 turnovers between these two teams. Kick on the left side for Taubenheim. The vast majority of those coming from Gibbon. They've turned the ball over 12 times. And they'll put the ball to the elbow, and it's going to be tied up. They got the ball to Kreitz, and then Kreitz had the ball tied up there by Nicole Treadway. Alternating possession rule will hand Gibbon the basketball with a minute 46 to go here in the second quarter. Ball being tipped around, but picking it up is going to be Cutterback. She dribbles into the offensive zone. We'll get it to Stahl. Stahl will fire a long three. It's off the money, going to the corner, and the Buffaloes cannot save it. So Amherst with an 18-7 lead with a minute 32 to go here in the second quarter. And they're going to slowly bring it in the offensive zone. Klingelhofer kicks left side. Taubenheim thought about the three. She was open for it. Now she'll get it to Leach. Leach, she'll shoot the three. Back the iron, no good. Taubenheim rebound. Dribbles to an open area. Jumper, no good. And the rebound is going to be tied up. Stepping in there and tying up the rebound is going to be Klingelhofer. So Klingelhofer, well, they're going to actually say that she committed the foul. My apologies. Klingelhofer, instead of tying it up, committed the fourth team foul on Amherst. Minute 12 to go here. First personal foul on Katie Klingelhofer. So Godferson brings it up ahead. She's picked up there defensively by Leach. Dribbles all the way down the baseline. They double-team her. Great pass on the inside. And the shot is up and good for Micah Stahl. Wow, what a great pass. I don't know how it got through there, but after Stahl made the catch, she was right by the basket, laid it up and in. Here's the kick out for Katie Klingelhofer. Her three, no good. Last touch by one of the Broncos as it goes out of bounds with 45.7 to go. 18-7. Amherst with the lead. Started the game on a 10-1 run, and it's kind of stayed at that point after that. Micah Stahl with the rebound, her seventh of the game. She brings in the offensive zone. Bounce pass on the inside. That's going to be a hell ball. It's going to be a hell ball. They bounce pass it in for Macy Milks. Milks caught the ball the same time Keena Leach put her paws on it. That will move the possession arrow, and Amherst will inbound. And Amherst will slowly bring it into the offensive zone. Wouldn't be surprised if they work the clock here just a little bit. But they get the ball on the baseline for Klingelhofer. She pulls the trigger on a jumper. It's no good. Stahl, with her eighth rebound of the game, will bring it across the timeline. Still has her dribble. And she'll kick it off on the right side for Hannah Cutterback. Cutterback entry pass. Knocked loose by Leach, but Gibbon maintains possession. Kick it out for Stahl. Her three, no good. Godferson with the rebound. Her jumper, no good. And then they rebound and essentially a layup by Nicole Treadway at the buzzer. And that will do it. First half is complete. And Amherst builds a big early lead, but Gibbon just chips away at it just a little bit in a real low-scoring affair. We're at halftime, and Amherst with an 18-11 lead over Gibbon. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this timeout.
Killian Motors in Kearney wants your trade-in. Stop in today and check out the great selection of program and new vehicles at low, low prices. Killian Motors needs good used vehicles, and you can help. They'll give you a great deal on your old trade-in. Killian Motors, your GM dealer where people come back time after time. 8th and Central in Kearney.
The spirit of success. You see it all over town. People who take pride in giving their best. At the Exchange Bank of Gibbon, we understand what it takes to succeed. That's why we are there for you every day, making your life better and our community stronger, all while striving for your success. Helping you develop and grow. That's the goal of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon. Banking made simple. See the professional staff of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon today. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Yeah. Welcome back here. We're at halftime of the girls basketball game here in Amherst. The Lady Broncos with a 18-11 lead over the Gibbon Lady Buffaloes. Coming up, of course, after we get done with the girls game, we'll turn our attention to the boys game. And kind enough to talk to us about what we can kind of anticipate in that is Gibbon head coach Paul Reinertsen. And coach, you come in at 4-7. Obviously, that's kind of an indicative of a team that's kind of up and down on the year.
Well, it is. I think a little bit we're young. We don't have any seniors. I play a lot of freshmen, sophomores. Of our top 14 players, 12 are freshmen, sophomores, and so there's a learning curve there. But I'm happy with how we played here the month of January. We got off to a slow start, but some of that's our schedule. If you look at our schedule, we play some of the best teams in the Loup Platte right out of the chute, and those teams are tough. And if you're pretty young to boot, makes it pretty tough. But we've been playing pretty good basketball here the last four or five games, so I'm encouraged with the direction we're headed.
And again, you know, when you're a young team, like you say, that learning curve, but you kind of get to the point where, yeah, they're a freshman, but they played half of a season of basketball, and you just pick up a lot of things. What are some things that they're really picking up that you're really happy that they're kind of grasping?
Well, I think we're learning what the other guys can do, and so we're kind of getting all five guys on the same page, and I think at both ends of the floor, our defense has really picked up here in the last three or four games. And then that has also picked up our offense. And so we're kind of clicking a little bit better on offense, making a little better decisions with the ball. Ball security's been better. So I think, you know, part of the two is just your confidence level grows a little bit. And you're right, they're not really freshmen sophomores. We played, what, about 10, 11 games. Yeah. And so they've kind of got some games under their belt, and I think their confidence is growing a little bit.
And again, you look early in the season, you're scoring a lot of games in the 40s, but and you did against Donovan Trumbull the other night in a one-possession game, a really tight game, but you exploded for 84 against Blue Hill. That's some pretty good evidence that you guys are really kind of figuring things out, at least offensively.
Yeah, it is, Randy. Blue Hill's got a decent team. I wasn't expecting to put 84 points on the board that game, but we really clicked offensively. Our transition game was fantastic. I think we had 29 points in transition. And our kids really put things together that night. So I'm encouraged with the direction we're going. You know, the other thing is you're playing the Luplat. Luplat Conference is pretty solid. Teams play pretty good defense. And it's not easy to score. We're not the biggest team around either. And so it's not like you can just go into the low post and create some inside presence. We're kind of a perimeter-oriented team. And the other teams we've played have had some length, and it makes it challenges your shot, makes it a little bit difficult to score. But, again, we played a lot better. I'm really encouraged with the direction we're going here the last three or four, maybe five ball games.
I think sometimes when you have a young team and you play in the perimeter, sometimes you worry that they think, oh, my gosh, that we passed the ball around two, three times, it's time to shoot now. Have they kind of learned patience? Have they been able to kind of get defenses out of position a little bit?
Yeah, our patience is much better. And then just the decision-making. Knowing when to pass to the guy, maybe he's coming off a cut or a screen, when to get him the ball, where he can actually score with it. Maybe, you know, some guys necessarily can't score in certain parts of the floor, so we're kind of understanding when to get the ball to certain guys and where to get it to them. And so, yeah, the confidence level has improved, and therefore we've played better basketball.
And, again, you take a look at a team that doesn't have any seniors, and, again, we're talking with Paul Reinertsen, head boys basketball coach at Gibbon High School. When you do that, do you really – of course you worry about every game. You want to win every game, absolutely. But do you really kind of look at this as maybe a two-year process? You're not really worried what your record is this year. It's rather an idea of building for next year?
Well, yeah, we've had that point in our mind. This team's going to be together for the next two or three years. And so we've tried not to rush things. You know, we had some solid teams we're going to play at the start of the year. You kind of wanted to be ready to play those games. But, yeah, we didn't want to rush the young guys. We tried to bring some guys along a little slower. So, yes, it definitely is kind of a two-year type outlook. We're trying to win every game, no doubt right now. But some things you don't put into the playbook because they're not ready to do it. But I think we've gradually added a few things each game. But it is probably a two- to three-year type outlook.
And, again, I look at you guys and I look at Amherst. Both of you have kind of had some of the same issues in terms of the tight games. You haven't really picked up a lot of wins that are kind of tight. How do you try to polish that a little bit and get to the point where you do win those tight games? Because if you win all the games, play within 4 points, you're going to be in pretty good shape.
Well, if I knew that, I'd be rich man, I guess.
I'm trying to get that knowledge from you, Paul.
Yeah, I'm trying to find that myself. So, you know, you just hope that you can make some plays down the stretch, and there's no real secret to it. Either you play composed and make a play, or you kind of panic and you make a mistake. And if you're playing good teams, they're going to capitalize on your mistake, and then you get beat. Sometimes you can get away with a mistake, maybe against another team that struggled too, because they're going to make a mistake and give you the gift right back. But I think we have played much better here recently, and I think we've handled closer games a lot better. So, but I don't know what the secret is. You know, we tell our guys to relax, you know, just focus on what you're supposed to do. You know, all the coaches speak that you use, but it still comes down to a player just making a play on the floor.
Last question, what's the key for you guys tonight?
Well, I think we got to rebound. We're not real big. Amherst is going to have a little size on, especially in size. So we're going to have to rebound. Then I think we're going to have to get out in transition. I think we're a little deeper than they are, and so we'd like to maybe use a few more guys, maybe get them a little bit more tired. So we're going to try to get out and run a little bit tonight.
All right, Paul, best of luck to you. Appreciate the time.
Thank you, Randy.
All right, Paul Reinertsen, head boys basketball coach at Gibbon. The girls of Amherst with an 18-11 lead here at the break. We're going to take a quick timeout during our Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. We'll be back with our halftime stats of the girls game right after this.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's at Kearney now delivers.
Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center, serving you and your sporting needs for years. And they'll continue to do that as we head into 2012. Don't forget right now that every item in the store, 15% off the mark price. Regular price, take 15% off. 25% off already, still take another 15% off. Maybe you've still got a late Christmas, they'll have something for everyone on your list. Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center, wishing you a very happy new year.
And welcome back here to Amherst for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. Let's take a look at the scoring. Very balanced here for Gibbon as Michael Stahl has 3 points in the game. Taylor Garverson with two. Melissa Baker with two. Ashley Kastner with two, and also Nicole Treadway with 2 points here at intermission. They scored only three in the first quarter, but they did hold Amherst to only five in the second to tighten things down a little bit. They trailed by 10. In fact, trailed by as many as a dozen in the game, but right now they trail only 18-11 at intermission. For Amherst, leading the way for them is Shelby Hemman. Hemman has 6 points and four rebounds here at intermission. Jessica Fernandez has 5 points in the game. 3 points for Keena Leach, 2 points for Katie Klingelhofer, and 2 points for Crystal Fernandez. Again, only two field goals, only two buckets scored, and no free throws for Amherst in that second quarter. And so their once rather large lead has shrunk down a little bit. It is 18-11 here at intermission. We'll start things off here pretty quickly. We'll start with Amherst. Dropping back on defense. Yeah, the possession arrow is pointing to Gibbon. So the Lady Buffs will have possession of the basketball first to start the second half here. And they're going to go with Van Mater, Godverson, Baker, Baker, and Stahl out there. And we'll double-check Amherst starting lineups here in the second half here in a moment. Offensive zone comes Gibbon. They get it at the elbow. Turnaround jumper for Godverson from 15 feet away. It is no good. And the rebound by Melissa Baker, her fourth rebound of the game. And they'll work it back around the perimeter. Great little ball fake on that far side for Stahl, but she's too far away to shoot a three. She gave it away and now gets it back. And another ball fake. Top of the circle, Van Mater has it. Again, we'll hand the ball off for Stahl. And again, Stahl not moving anywhere with the basketball. She's going to dribble a little bit up against Leach. Takes it in the corner. Now she's in a little bit of trouble. Is able to give it for Kate Baker. Baker kicks on the right side for Van Mater. Very patient here is Gibbon. Extra pass on the inside. Shot no good for Godfrey, and the loose ball is picked up here by Jessica Fernandez. Fernandez up ahead for Hammond. Hammond's going to drive, lay it up, rolls around, and now Shelby Hammond has 8 points in the game. They score in transition. For Amherst, it is the starters out there. Hammond, Leach, Klingelhofer, Fernandez, and Fernandez. Quickly, in transition, Van Mater will pull the trigger on a three. It's no good. Hammond comes up with a rebound. Hammond will drive, and they're going to call a held ball. She tried to pass the ball off, and Melissa Baker put a hand on it and stuffed it on that pass. It eventually went out of bounds, but they were going to say it was a held ball first, and so it will be Amherst basketball. We'll move the possession arrow. Underneath, driving is Hammond, and Hammond now will go to the line and shoot two. She got the ball on that inbounds, drove hard to the rack, and hit on the arm as she put up the shot. So two shots coming up here for Hammond. Second personal foul on Taylor Godverson. First of the second half as a team for the Lady Buffs. The free throw for Hammond, good. She's got 9 in the game. Second free throw on the way. Up and good. Certainly want to thank Coach Eckhout, Coach Rasmussen, Coach Reinerson, Coach Ribble, and Coach Evans for all their hospitality and assistance here as we're bringing you coverage of Gibbon and Amherst on the inbounds. Ball knocked loose. Amherst will inbound here. And they'll throw it underneath their own basket. Jessica Fernandez, a little ball fake as Leach now will enter it inside to Fernandez. Great pass by Hammond to Fernandez, and it's going to be off the hands of Fernandez and out of bounds.
So Gibbon, moments ago, turned the ball over, unofficially their 13th turnover of the game. And now on the dribble is going to be Micah Stahl. Stahl, long pass up ahead through the hands of Van Mater, but it is going to be picked up by Taylor Gottfredson. She'll throw it top of the circle here for Stahl. Stahl will drive, extra bounce pass, kind of surprise Gottfredson. Gottfredson will kick it out. Long jumper, no good for Stahl. Stahl gets her rebound back, has her shot blocked by Crystal Fernandez. And here come the Broncos driving, and we're going to call a carry on Shelby Hammond. So that'll be a turnover here against the Lady Buffaloes. 22-11. Amherst has doubled things up on Gibbon. Long pass here for the Buffaloes, catching it on the sideline. There it's going to be a turnover. Catching on the sideline was Taylor Gottfredson. She was going out of bounds. She had to throw it back to somebody, tried to connect with one of her teammates right at the half-court line, and they weren't in the offensive zone yet. It goes all the way to the back court and out of bounds. So underneath the basket, Crystal Fernandez gets the inbounds. Her shot won't fall. Rebounded by Van Mater. Van Mater in the offensive zone. Still has her dribble going. Kicks on the left side for Baker. Baker, top of the circle here for Stahl. Stahl enters it in. Post move. Good for Taylor Gottfredson. She also hits the shot. 4 points here for Gottfredson as she cuts the lead back down to nine. A little jump stop here by Fernandez. Gives it to Hellman at the free throw line. Shot no good. Stahl with the rebound. Traffic will clear, and here comes Gibbon with the basketball in their blue uniforms with a little bit of silver numbers, white outline on them. And all the way down to the baseline is Van Mater, and Van Mater slid to a stop. And that'll be 15 turnovers here on the Lady Buffs. And again, that has been one of the problems. Talking with Coach Rasmussen before the game, he just kind of says, you know, we're kind of young, and we just haven't had too many chances to practice here lately. They've been playing a couple of games a week and not a lot of time to kind of fine-tune things a little bit. And he fine-tuned some defense. As stepping in the passing lane is Taylor Gottfredson, and Gottfredson makes the steal but then has it stolen right back at midcourt. Ball's loose. Dribbling with it is Van Mater. Van Mater got it, and a timeout for Coach Rasmussen. Without it, it'd be Amherst basketball right now. A good timeout for the coach with 4:54 to go here. Full timeout for the Lady Buffaloes. They trail it 22-13. We're back after this.
Do you have trouble hearing the radio? How about the phone or TV? Are you avoiding social situations because of a hearing loss? If so, see ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center to learn more about the hearing aid products and services we provide. Or visit us at entphysiciansofkearney.com, caring for our community one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Farming is a way of life here. It always has been and always will be. Today's farmers have a feel for the land. That shows in the harvest. They team up with Clevenger Farm Products to deliver their fuels and help save valuable time. Locally owned and operated, so the people behind the counter are the people you've known for years. People you can rely on. Whether you need fuels delivered or you get your fuel right there 24/7, pay at the pump in Gibbon and Kearney. For everyone who's nurturing the land, Clevenger Farm Products, proud to support the area athletes.
And welcome back here to Amherst. Gibbon with the timeout, maintaining the possession here. They will work the ball quickly into the offensive zone. Stahl has it on the baseline, shoots over the top of Fernandez. It's no good. Rebounded by Hammond. That's going to be her sixth rebound of the game. Pass up ahead to Klingelhofer. Klingelhofer gives it back to Hammond in the lane. She'll step up. A tough layup attempt there with the left hand. And Taylor Gottfredson pulls down the rebound. She dribbles all the way in the offensive zone, gives it back to Stahl. And on the inside, Gottfredson did not have her feet set very well when she caught the ball. By the time she got balanced, she had already walked with it. So Gibbon turns it over here. 4:28 to go, third quarter. 22-13. Amherst with the lead and the basketball. Dribbling through traffic is Klingelhofer. Klingelhofer trying to lob it inside for Hammond. It is tipped by Gottfredson and out of bounds. Buffs will send back in the battle Harley Brown. So Fernandez will toss it in. Off the screen, top of the key. Klingelhofer will fire a three. No good. Rebound tipped around. Hustling for it is Taubenheim. Great save by Taubenheim. Pass on the inside shot. Good for Mackenzie Bergstrom. Taubenheim with a great save. Got it to Hammond.
And then Hammond threw it down immediately to Bergstrom, and Bergstrom laid it up and in. That's what hustle will do for you. A nice pass as well. And now the entry pass inside for Gofferson is off of her hands and out of bounds. So that'll be now 17 turnovers on the Lady Buffaloes compared to 7 for Amherst. So 10 more possessions for Amherst. One reason why they lead it by 11, 24-13 in the lane. Quick jumper, no good for Fernandez. Hammond gets the rebound. Hammond's shot won't fall. Rebound again picked up by Hammond. Hammond goes up strong again, and this time she is fouled. And some nights she does not shoot as well as she would like to from the free throw line, but tonight she's been pretty solid from the line as she is 2-4-6-7 so far in the game is Shelby Hammond. The foul on Gofferson, by the way, is her third. And the nice free throw shooting for Hammond at the line continues here. She hits her third free throw of the second half, her seventh of the game. And she's got 11 points. And you can score a lot of points at the free throw line if you're willing to go that route and draw the contact. Her second free throw is also good. So that'll make for the largest lead of the game here for Amherst. They lead it 26-13. Kick out for Baker. She'll fire a three. No good. Hammond with the rebound. Hammond passes it up ahead to Klingelhofer. Klingelhofer layup, no good. Fernandez was there for the rebound, and then she was hit from behind by Harley Brown. I'm going to give Fernandez credit for a rebound there because she was fouled pulling it down, and that is going to be the second foul on Brown. Entry pass inside for Hammond. Hammond lays it up, no good. Rebound by Kastner for Gibbon. And so she pulls down the rebound. Into the offensive zone come the Buffaloes. We're at the 3:05 mark. Little ball fake by Baker. Work it back around the perimeter. Van Mater has it. Gives it right back to Kate Baker. Baker, 17 feet away, will hand the ball off for Van Mater. Van Mater dribbles around, gets to the elbow, and hits a 15-foot jumper. Emma Van Mater went on one side of the court, drove all the way to the other, and now we've got a steal here of our Gibbon. Loose ball picked up by Baker. Baker gets it in underneath for Harley Brown, and Brown lays it up and in. I thought Baker was going to shoot a three in transition, and a great job of finding the shooter on the inside and dumping it in. Coach Nikki Alcout, seeing that there's a little bit of pressure and Amherst is not handling it well, she calls a quick timeout. We'll take it with them. 26-17, 9-point lead for Amherst. 2:38 to go, third quarter. Back after this.
Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge is doing their part to stimulate the economy. Every Saturday from now until further notice, Sportsman's is offering their famous prime rib dinner for two. That's two of everything. Two prime ribs, two salad bars for only $25. Dinner starts at 5, so head to sunny downtown Gibbon. Tempt your taste buds and stimulate your wallet, all at Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge. They make it affordable to make the short drive.
Well, a little 4-0 run here for Gibbon, and they almost forced another turnover. So timeout for Nikki Eckhout to try to relieve the pressure here a little bit. In the offensive zone is going to be Hernandez. Hernandez has the ball knocked off her legs and out of bounds. Kate Baker forcing another turnover. And suddenly the Gibbon pressure is reaping some dividends. Kate Baker will get the ball thrown in. And she'll bring it into the offensive zone. Bounce pass tipped away into the hands of Bergstrom. Bergstrom gets it here for Amherst. Amherst kicks it ahead to Fernandez. Fernandez has to track it down the corner. She dribbles the baseline. Shot no good. Hammond with the rebound. Hammond drives the lane, and she'll head to the line again and have a couple more free throws. She's got 5 rebounds here in this quarter, 9 in the game. She has 12 points so far. And has scored only 2 field goals. She hits the free throw here. I mean, she's got herself to the line a lot. She's hit 2, 4, 6, 8, 9 free throws. 9 out of 10 so far from the line. This will be her 10th free throw attempt with her team leading by 10. The free throw good. It's 28-17. And Hammond's going to get a little breather here. Crystal Fernandez is going to check in for her. So Keena Leach will Inbound the ball to Emma Van Mater. Van Mater dribbles through traffic, kicks into the corner. That's Baker. Melissa Baker, long jumper, no good. Rebound on the inside for Melissa. And the ball is going to be, they're going to call a foul. Coming up the rebound and going right back up with it was Emma Van Mater. And Van Mater will go line and shoot two after being hit on the arm by Mackenzie Bergstrom. And the free throw is on the way. Rolls off the mark. And so score remains 28-17. Amherst, 11-point lead with 2:03 to go here. Third quarter. Gibbon at the line with Emma Van Mater. The free throw is good. So she has 3 points in the game, all of them in this quarter. And the inbounds pass stolen away by Baker. Baker then gives it in underneath to Kate Baker. Kate with the bucket. Melissa with the steal and the assist. And on the dribble here is going to be Crystal Fernandez. Fernandez kicks it off on the right side for Sydney Tobenheim. Tobenheim double-teamed. Ball nearly out of bounds. Saving it is Klingelhofer. Klingelhofer reset the offense. She gives it to Bergstrom. Bergstrom in the lane has her pocket pick. Stolen away by Kate Baker. Baker does not have numbers. Will bounce past it. Inside. Great catch. Jumper. No good for Kastner. And Kastner can't pull down the rebound, but neither can Amherst. It goes out of bounds and into the hands of Gibbon. It was last touched by the Broncos. And Gibbon goes with a line change here. They bring five new bodies out there. We'll check them as we go. Taylor Godferson is going to inbound it. And she's looking at Milks. Can't get it to her. They inbound it quickly to Stahl. Stahl on the dribble is picked up by Hammond, who also checked in here for Amherst. And on the right wing, Milks asking for the ball. The left wing is Hannah Cutterback. They'll give it to Milk. Milk will throw it for Nicole Treadway. Treadway gave the ball away. Now gets it back. Finds an open area. Jumper good. Entry pass on the inside. They kicked it right back out to Treadway. Treadway repositioned. Hits the shot. And we got a six-point ball game. A 7-0 run here for Gibbon. Entry pass inside for Tobenheim. Tobenheim will kick it out for Bergstrom. Bergstrom jumper no good. Tipped and into the hands of Hannah Cutterback. Hammond couldn't pull down the rebound, tried to tip it to one of her teammates, but it was intercepted there in a sense for Gibbon. On the dribble is Godferson. Godferson uses it up. She'll kick at top of the circle here for Micah Stahl. Stahl on that left side will get for Godferson. Godferson gets it in, cutting through, and now is Milks, and they're going to tie it up. Ball taken down low, and then Amherst is able to tie it up. It will be Gibbon basketball. Checking in for the Lady Broncos, Jessica Fernandez with 24.2 seconds to go here, third quarter. And a little run here for Gibbon on the baseline. Stahl, shot, blocked, but a foul. Fernandez going to be whistled for the first foul of the game for her. Only second as a team against Amherst here in the second half. And Micah Stahl will go to the line where she's one out of two. She'll have two shots with 22 seconds to go before the end of the third quarter. Free throw, good. And we'll have a line change again here for Gibbon. Can't send all of them in there because somebody has to come in for the shooter. So at the line is going to be Stahl. If she hits the free throw, Van Mater will come in for her. She can't come in. Those other guys are two. Oh, I'm missing something here. She does check in there. So at the free throw line is Stahl, and they only brought in four, I guess. Kate Baker down there with Brown. The free throw is good for Stahl. And now Klingelhofer facing some pressure. Fernandez, long pass over for Leach. Leach throws it down low. Hammond with the catch in traffic. Turnaround jumper rolls around and good. Great catch by Hammond. 7 seconds to go. In the offensive zone comes Gibbon. On the drive here is Stahl. Stahl, 15-foot jumper at the buzzer. Back of the iron, no good. We'll head to the fourth quarter. Amherst, 30. Gibbon, 24. We'll be back with that final 8 minutes right after this.
Attention football fans, it's that time of year again when the competition is heating up. If you want to be the ultimate tailgate grilling master, you need a Traeger wood pellet grill. You could be making bacon and biscuits before a morning game, pizza and hamburgers before the afternoon game, or take your time and enjoy smoking ribs or pork tenderloin before that evening game. The grill that can do it all, check out the new Traeger Junior Tailgate model. Stop grilling, start Traegering at Builders in Kearney.
Builders does the best.
This sports broadcast is proudly brought to you in part by Foster Family Foods in Elm Creek and Gibbon. Foster's is your full-service grocery store. Shop Foster Family Foods for the finest meats, freshest produce, and every week there are great savings and specials. Fast, friendly, hometown personal service at Foster Family Food in Elm Creek and Gibbon. Your satisfaction is always the number one goal. Foster's Family Foods, the little store that's big on you. Best of luck to all the area athletes.
Welcome back here to Amherst High School. We head to the fourth quarter. The Broncos lead at 30-24. They also will have possession of the basketball. Tossing in is going to be Fernandez. Fernandez for Keena Leach. Back to Fernandez. She'll get it off right side for Klingelhoffer. Trying to get it inside for Hammond, and it's stolen away. Micah Stahl pulls down that errant pass. She gets it to Van Mater. Van Mater will give it off left side for Baker. Baker, top of the circle here for Stahl. Stahl looking on the inside. Yeah, she tried to lob it in there. The pressure came by Crystal Fernandez, and she held on to the ball because of Fernandez's pressure and ends up dragging her pivot foot. So that'll be a turnover on Gibbon. Unofficially, I've got there with 19 in the game. Klingelhoffer dribbles left side. Hits a long deuce. Katie Klingelhoffer hits, and now she's got 4 points on the evening. And around the perimeter we go is Stahl. Stahl gets the ball back. She worked the ball down low for Baker. Now Stahl has it again. Gives it off again for Baker, Melissa Baker. Top of the circle for Kate. Kate's going to drive. Kate's going to shoot. No good. Hammond with the rebound, her 10th of the game. And up ahead we come. On the dribble is going to be Katie Klingelhoffer. Klingelhoffer back out for Leach. Up by 8. Amherst has the basketball. Hammond will shoot. Hammond, 18 points in the game now as she hits from about 15 feet away. Defender was there, but she was taller than the defender and just hit that jumper. A 10-point Amherst lead, 6:50 to go. Gibbon calls the timeout. We're back right after this.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance.
Barney Insurance.
Now here's two truths. The tax man cometh and the refund follows. If you've been waiting for the tax season to upgrade your wheels, the wait's over. Even if you've got bad credit, a repossession, or collections, the friendly folks at Midway Auto Credit are here to help. So go where you don't have to take no for an answer. Midway Auto Credit, located in Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or online at midwayautocredit.com.
Gibbon facing a little bit of pressure here as Amherst is trying to tighten the screws a little bit, trying to add to a 10-point lead. With the dribble here is Stahl. Stahl can't make the connection with Kate Baker. That's what good pressure will do for you. It forces now the 20th turnover of the game against Gibbons. They trail at 34-24. They're going to try to pressure back here a little bit. Klingelhoffer and Fernandez handle it, though. Fernandez in the offensive zone. Entry pass to Hammond from the free throw line. A little ball fake. She lost it. Ball's being tipped around, and hustling for it is going to be Jessica Fernandez. She gets it into the hands of Leach, so Amherst maintains possession. Right wing open is Crystal Fernandez. Her shot no good off of Hammond's hands and out of bounds. So she couldn't quite pull down the rebound. It belongs to Gibbon with 6:15 to go. Harley Brown going to check in here for Gibbon. Give a little breather here to Micah Stahl. No A&A foul trouble of any real note here. Two team fouls whistled against Amherst, 4 against Gibbon. And the inbounds knocked away. Amherst will maintain possession still. Fernandez throws it in the lane. Jumper by Klingelhoffer. No good. Rebound by Godferson. And Godferson in the offensive zone. 6:05 to go. down by 10. Gibbon needs to catch some lightning. The dribble is knocked down on the ground by Klingelhofer and then picked up. Actually, it was Leach, rather, that came up with the ball, knocked it down, then called a timeout. They're going to call a held ball before the timeout, I believe. One official pointed to the Amherst bench like Nicky Eckhout got the timeout in time. The other one said, nope, that was a held ball, and the ball is going to belong to Gibbon. So it is going to be Gibbon ball here. By the way, I think that was probably right. Probably shouldn't have been a timeout. Baker gets the inbounds. And they'll give it away. Now top of the circle with it, Melissa Baker. Melissa's going to drive, has the ball knocked loose by Fernandez. The steal by Klingelhofer after Fernandez got her hands on it. And then the steal on the backside by Van Mater. So we swap turnovers. Van Mater tries to throw it down low. Gibbon turns it over again. 22 turnovers on the Gibbon Buffaloes. And they're getting close to having as many turnovers as they have points. Down that right sideline, Keena Leach faces some pressure, and Hammond makes a catch in traffic to maintain possession here for the Broncos. Top of the circle, Klingelhofer inside for Hammond. Hammond lays it off the glass and good. Shelby Hammond, 20 points on the night to go with 10 rebounds. Rather impressive double-double. Right wing, Melissa Baker gives it now top of the circle here for Harley Brown. Harley Brown, right side for Baker. Turnaround jumper here by Godferson, no good. Rebounded by you-know-who. Hammond will lead the break. Bounce pass, a good one. Laid up by Klingelhofer, no good. Offensive rebound and bucket for Shelby Hammond. Hammond, 6 points in the quarter, 22 in the game to go with 11 rebounds. Check that, it's 12 rebounds. You got both an offensive and a defensive there. Here, Fernandez knocks the ball loose, passes up ahead to Hammond. Hammond's going to dribble around the guard, lay it up, no good, but she's heading to the line as she was fouled. And again, this is where half of her points have come from. She's done a great job from the free throw line here tonight, and she'll have two shots with 4:38 to go, a 14-point Amherst lead. Shelby Hammond bends the knees, fires through on her tippy toes when she finishes her shot. She rolls it up and in, and it's 39-24. Reminder on our sister station on Classic Hits 98.9 FM, it's Wood River and Shelton. Shelton boys might be in a bad mood, losing by one Tuesday night here at Amherst. Hammond, one more free throw coming up. And it's good, as the vast majority of them have been. I think she's 12 or 13 from the line. I'll double-check the number here in a little bit. In the offensive zone is Godferson. Godferson kicks right wing for cutback. Nice entry pass, but fumbling it a little bit is Katie Baker. A little bit more pressure on the shot than she wanted. Rebound taken out after the miss by Klingelhofer. Klingelhofer's going to drive all the way in, and now she'll head to the line and will shoot two. And Hammond, by the way, 12 of 13 from the free throw line. This is the first trip to the stripe for Katie Klingelhofer. She bends the knees, fires the free throw, and it is no good. Tobenheim going to come in here for Leach for Amherst. 4:18 to go. 40-24. Amherst with the lead. Gibbon made it interesting. They cut what was once a 13-point deficit down to just six. And the free throw here is no good. Godferson pulls down her fourth rebound of the night. Ball knocked loose. Roland, who comes up with it. It's last touched by Gibbon. That'll be another Gibbon turnover forced by that Amherst pressure. 23 turnovers for Gibbon. They get it in for Klingelhofer. Left side. Now they enter it inside for Hammond. And Hammond's foul. They enter it in. Why not? They can't really match up with her, and she's done a great job at the free throw line. She draws the contact. Now we'll shoot a couple more free throws. And the foul is going to be on Taylor Godferson. That is her fifth personal foul. So she fouls out of the game with 4:06 to go. So she's out. Emma Van Mater is in. So So Amherst now will move to 9-4 on the season. The free throw by Hemmen, no good. It's a phrase we have not uttered very much tonight. Second free throw, good. 41-24, 17-point lead on the dribble, Van Mater. Van Mater dribbles through a little bit of pressure, picks it up at the free throw line, and she'll get the ball back off for Cutaback. Cutaback between the circles, Van Mater with the dribble. Van Mater, left wing for Cutaback. She'll get it on that left sideline, and they'll reset the offense, enter it inside for Kaestner, and Kaestner somehow made the catch. Great play there, and she hits the shot in traffic, and she's got 4 points in the game. Her first field goal. That'll cut the lead down to 15 with 3.5 to go. Right wing, Fernandez throws it to Hemmen. Hemmen in the lane, on the dribble, runs into a defender, hits the shot, but the defender was set. So a charge on Shelby Hemmen as Nicole Treadway collects the charge, and Hemmen with her third personal foul. See it coming, and apparently Nicole Treadway did anyway, as she forced essentially the turnover, and then on the inbounds, Amherst forces another Gibbon turnover. And unofficially, I have that being their 25th, and they have 26 points. Inbounded for Klingelhofer. Klingelhofer will kick on the right wing for Jessica Fernandez. She'll fire a three, well covered, shot no good. Rebound by Mackenzie Bergstrom. Bergstrom has her pocket pick, though. Taken out of there by Van Mater. Van Mater in the lane. Her shot is blocked out of bounds by Katie Klingelhofer. Klingelhofer in transition got back and played great transition D. And you like to have him alter the shot? Well, she blocked the shot. She did even better. The inbounds for Macy Milks. Milks will give it for Van Mater. Van Mater on the dribble, facing that pressure from Klingelhofer. Entry pass on the inside off the hands of Fernandez and out of bounds. So 3:02 to go here. In the ball game, 15-point lead for Amherst. Gibbon inbounds it, falling down with it after she made the catch is going to be Van Mater. And Van Mater, I think, wanted to call a timeout. They're going to say that she actually traveled with it before she got the opportunity. She kind of tripped on somebody's leg as she made the catch, and that'll be a turnover on Gibbon. For Amherst, Ariana Hadwiger are going to check in. So Hadwiger will inbound the basketball to Keena Leach. Leach gets it to Hemmen. Hemmen, top of the key, kicks now on the baseline. With it is Sydney Taubenheim. Taubenheim tries to enter it inside. It's going to be knocked down and then tied up. Hannah Cutaback, when I mean knocked down, that's exactly what I mean. As she dove on the ball and it ends up being tied up, it is going to be Amherst basketball. As we move the possession arrow, and Hadwiger will get it inside for Hemmen. Hemmen, a little spin move, finds an open area, and she hits the shot up and in. 27 points for Shelby Hemmen. In the lane, quick jumper, Emma Van Mater, no good. Rebounded by Bergstrom. Bergstrom double-teamed, and we're going to call a push. And rightly so. Mackenzie Bergstrom was in that corner, and the next thing you know, she was touching the baseline because she got bumped. And you know, they had her pinned in the corner pretty well, just that little extra nudge. Going to be the eighth team foul, whistled on Gibbon. Second personal foul on Emma Van Mater. So at the free throw line is going to be Bergstrom for the front end of a 1-1. Harley Brown, Kate Baker out there with Melissa Brown, and also Emma Van Mater. Micah Stahl, that's the lineup right now for Gibbon as they make wholesale substitutions. Free throw by Bergstrom is good. She's got three in the game. That was her first free throw of the night. Her second free throw is on the way, a little bit short, and taken out of there by Micah Stahl. And for Stahl, that's going to be her 11th rebound of the game. Left wing, Kate Baker gives the ball off. Driving up here is going to be Melissa, and we've got a couple fouls heading the way of Melissa Baker. She was fouled as she drove in hard to the rack. She's got 2 points in the game. This will be her first trip to the line. And the foul whistled on Taubenheim. Free throw is good. So Baker makes it 44-27. Checking in, Ashley Kreitz coming in a little bit ago. Free throw, good. For Melissa Baker, she's got 4 points in the game. Also checking in was Courtney Martinson. Martinson helps inbound the basketball. Samantha Dinnerman also came in. Dinnerman gives it up for Tobenheim. Tobenheim in the lane, shot off glass, no good. Rebound picked up by Courtney Martinson. And Courtney Martinson with an offensive rebound and a bucket. That'll make it an 18-point ball game as Martinson gets into the book. Brown gives it now top of the circle for Baker. Three-pointer for Kate Baker. First three-pointer of the game here for Gibbon. They cut the lead down to 15 with a minute 48 to go. Down that far sideline, Sydney Tobenheim has it. Looking on the inside, and it is going to be thrown near the half-court line, but Samantha Dinnerman makes the reception, gives it to Hadwiger. Driving the baseline now is going to be Tobenheim. She'll kick the ball off to Hadwiger. Hadwiger struggling, getting the ball back. She'll get the ball to Tobenheim, and we got a hold whistled just as the Broncos were starting a little drive. Sydney Tobenheim driving from the corner on the baseline, trying to go to the rack, and it's going to be a foul whistled on Gibbon. So free throw coming up here for Tobenheim. This will be a 1-and-1. Ninth team foul on Gibbon. Second personal foul on Baker. The free throw was good. So that'll earn a little bonus action at the free throw line here for Sydney Tobenheim. Tobenheim's first point of the night. They'll try to double that output right here. The free throw is up and good. A couple of nice-looking free throws for Sydney Tobenheim, and that makes it 48-31. Amherst comfortably ahead. Gibbon will kick into the corner. There's Melissa Baker. Her three's a little bit short, and rebounded by Ariana Hadwiger. Hadwiger dribbling on that right side, has the ball knocked loose and out of her hands by Melissa Baker. Last touch by the Buffaloes, so Broncos will inbound with a minute 11 to go here. We're about a minute and 11 away from the Misco Sports postgame report. Ariana Hadwiger, right side, has the ball stolen away. Pass up ahead. Baker, no good. Offensive rebound by Harley Brown. And Harley Brown hits the shot. And that'll get her to the line. The bucket will count. Harley Brown hit the shot. And basically the defender landed on her, so you could say that she rode a Harley. Okay, I shouldn't make that joke. 58.8 to go, and Harley Brown will try to finish the three-point play. The free throw off the mark. In fact, did not hit glass, but did not hit the rim. So that'll stop action here. Hadwiger, by the way, was whistled for the foul. So that will be Bronco basketball. Tossing it in is going to be Stephanie Dinnerman. Stephanie Dinnerman's inbounds. Stolen away by Harley Brown. Brown will give it to Van Mater. Van Mater on that right elbow pulls up. It's a nice little 15-foot jumper. And a quick timeout here with 49 seconds to go for Gibbon. Scott Rasmussen uses his last timeout to talk a little bit about strategy and talk a little basketball with some of his JV players who are seeing some pretty good varsity action here. 48-35. Gibbon trailing by 13. They call the timeout. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Family Physical Therapy knows everyone has an ow. Once in a while, you might sustain an injury during competition or strain your knee or back doing chores at home. Your job now is to come up with a story to tell your friends.
Yeah, I was kickboxing in Japan.
It's Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center's job to get you back to the game of life. There's one near you in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Lexington, and now Wood River. If you have an ow, tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center to rehab you back to the game of life.
Broncos about to inbound it here. We got to reset the clock here with 49 seconds to go. And we're all set and ready to go. Jessica Fernandez tries to get it in for Katie Klingelhofer. It's off Klingelhofer's hands, I thought, but Melissa Baker apparently was the last to touch it. So it will remain Amherst basketball. And again, they'll get the ball in the hands of Shelby Hemmett. So some of the starters checked back in there. In fact, all the starters are in the game right now for Amherst. Hemmett with the dribble. You might ask, why would Nikki Eckhout do that in a game that's been decided? I think she's sending a message to some of her JV players that they got to play a little bit better. Emma Van Mater brings it in the offensive zone. They'll give it here, top of the circle. Harley Brown, her three, no good. Rebounded by Baker. They'll work it back around the perimeter. With it is Micah Stahl. Stahl enters it on the inside. It's stolen away by Hammond. Hammond on the dribble. They've got three-on-two numbers that they want, but Hammond is going to do what I think is probably the classy thing, slow it down a little bit, and they'll slow it down. 2 seconds left. Pass on that left side. Amherst is just going to pass it around, and the buzzer will sound. Your final score, the Amherst Broncos pick up a 48-35 win over the Gibbon Lady Buffs. So now Amherst improves their record to 9-4 on the season. Gibbon falls to 2-13. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, the Misco Sports Postgame Report. We'll do that right after this timeout.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island, or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
And welcome back here to Amherst. Our final score in girls basketball, it was the Lady Broncos 48 and Gibbon 35. So Amherst picks up the win. You're listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Report. Reminder for you, tomorrow is the last day for a great clearance sale for items at Misco Sports in the downtown Kearney Center. Closing their doors after a long stay in downtown Kearney. They still have a great selection of sweatpants. There's Husker apparel. They got a great collection of shoes. Prices are marked very nice. There's a lot of great selection of things to pick up in the Misco's store. Still open for one more day. They'll close at the end of business tomorrow, so get in before 5:30 and get your game on now at Misco's. You stop by in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for all the games you play. Let's check the numbers here for Gibbon. And again, very balanced scoring. They had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Eight girls in the books. Seven of those eight scored either 5 or 4 points. So very, very balanced scoring. And you talk about the leading scorer having five. You better have a lot of them out there, and that's exactly what they have here. Emma Van Mater finished with 5. Micah Stahl with 5. Kate Baker also with 5. The group of girls that had 4 include Taylor Godfrey, Melissa Baker, Ashley Kastner, and Nicole Treadway, all with 4 points, and Holly Brown. Check that. She also had 4. There's where my book is off by 4 right there. So Harley Brown also with 4 points. So of the 8 girls, all of them either 4 or 5 points. And one other statistic of note for you, for Micah Stahl, she did finish the game with 11 rebounds. She was the leading rebounder here for the Lady Buffaloes, who fall now to 2-13 on the year. Let me grab their schedule here real quick, and we can tell you that they'll be back in action here. On tomorrow night, they'll be traveling up to Cairo and take on Centura. That will not be an easy assignment for them. They play tomorrow night at Centura, and then on the 24th, their next game will be at home. They'll be back in Gibbon to take on Kearney Catholic. So a couple of pretty tough assignments the next couple of games here for Gibbon. For Amherst, they were led tonight by Shelby Hammond. Hammond finished with 27 points on the night. She also finished with 13 rebounds. So 13 points, 27 rebounds. Let me try that again. 27 points, 13 rebounds for Shelby Hammond. She had a very, very strong night. And then it was everything else was kind of done by committee. Jessica Fernandez, she finished with 5 points. Keena Leach with 3. Also with 3 is Mackenzie Bergstrom. 2 points for Courtney Martinson. 2 for Katie Klingelhofer. 2 for Sydney Tobenheim. And Amherst picks up a nice win here tonight, 48 235. Next up for the Lady Broncos, they will take tomorrow off, but Saturday they'll travel to take on Wilcox Hildreth. And Wilcox Hildreth still looking for their first win of the season. So Saturday night they'll be taking on Wilcox Hildreth on the road. Once again, our final, Amherst 48, Gibbon 35. And next up, of course, we have boys basketball. We'll be back in about 10 minutes for a pregame for Amherst and Gibbon. And once again, the final of our girls game, 48-35. Amherst picking up the win over the Lady Buffaloes. The boys will hit the court when we resume with coverage of boys basketball in about 10 minutes right here on ESPN. Hope you join us in about 10 minutes.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.